Welcome back to the Berrien County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is county naturalist Marla Mertz. So Marla, thanks for joining us today. And I know turkey season's coming up. Tell us a little bit about turkey season and what goes on with that in Berrien County.
Well, in Berrien County, that seems to be kind of a highlight to get spring rolling and, and just get out there and wake up with the wildlife and listen to the turkeys gobble and just become a part of it after this long winter. And turkeys are numerous in this area, as well as most of the southern counties. And, of course, that was a restoration project to get turkeys more populated back into the state 20, 30 years ago. And, yeah, it's a big highlight. People look forward to that hunting season coming up. And we do offer hunter education courses that come up in the spring to kind of get prepared if anybody needs to have that course. And young people, there's also a youth turkey season that occurs prior to the regular turkey season to allow youth. And if they feel that they would like to go through the hunter education courses, that's always an opportunity to kind of get that introduction in as well.
So lots of great opportunities to explore that area of sport.
It is. It is. It's a wonderful opportunity. Whether, you know, it's you have people that you want to bond with, you know, at certain times of the year, family members get together. It's just a wonderful time to get out after a long winter and enjoy the outdoors.
So what are some other things as people start to break out of their winter hibernation, I guess you could say, coming out around Lake Red Rock and Roberts Creek, what are some other things that people can look forward to as far as wildlife? And
well, right now we're in peak migration, so we have thousands and thousands of waterfowl moving in and moving through. We've got pelicans that moved in yesterday, and they're all heading towards their northern breeding grounds, and so we're always a good stopping place. Our water is usually open and fresh food, and we have a lot of fish here at Roberts Creek and around Lake Red Rock, of course, all the perimeter areas. So a lot of people will be getting their fishing gear together and maybe their boats and enjoying what we have here in Berrien County, which is an abundance of public recreation areas.
Now, I should mention we are sort of on location out here at Roberts Creek, and looking above, we see some bugs flying around already this early in the year. And tell us what sort of signs that points to, and what that means for the overall health of the animal life in this area.
Well, migration, as I said, is coming through right now, and we have a lot of birds that aren't here yet, and they'll be coming in through May, that winter in South and Central America, and they're strictly insect eaters, and so we can't hold birds unless there's food here. And of course, the weather has broke, and insect larva is starting to hatch, and everything's starting to come alive. I hear cricket frogs now, so they've come out of the mud and hibernation area, but we can just look forward to everything happening at once, and things pass by us really, really fast. So when we talk about wildlife, we hold a lot of diversity here in Berrien County, and we like to take concern and stewardship over what we do have here because it's something that's extremely special. So if you are a hunter or a sportsman or just an avid bird watcher, like to take your hikes, there's all kinds of things that we can do to assist stewardship with our public hunting grounds. So it's something that we all can take part in. It's not just a certain group of people.
Sure. So we talk about stewardship. Are there any, sort of initiatives to promote environmental health, or are there any particular projects that are going on right now to enhance that stewardship or conservation efforts in general?
Sure. There's always a lot of projects that occur around Berrien County and the whole state of Iowa for stewardship. You can be a member of some of the conservation groups, just as a manager yourself. As a hunter, you're a manager of wildlife. And if you're a fisherman, you're a manager of fish. So there's all kinds of different things that we tend to go for. Habitat is the biggest thing ever that we really like to promote. Loss of habitat is one of the major concerns of all our wildlife. So there are other things that you can do that make a great impact that are small things, such as trash pickup, keeping your fishing gear together, throwing it away appropriately, your picnicking, that kind of thing, keeping that area clean. But right now there's going to be a big promotion, and you will probably hear more in the state of Iowa about lead awareness and fishing and hunting with maybe some non-toxic ammunition. And with non-toxic tackle, it's a big issue, not just in Iowa, but in all over the United States. But here we do a lot of fish structure in our public areas to hold fish. And so the tendency is to get out and go fishing, but there's a lot of sinkers and a lot of fishing line and things that get left behind. And not only do fish, you know, sometimes swallow those sinkers, but sinkers also get left on the bottom. And so we have a lot of waterfowl and a lot of bird species that pick those things up thinking they're grit. Mm-hmm. And that kind of thing they have to have. You know, they have to have grit and small rocks to work at the gizzard area to break down their food. But instead they ingest lead. So we're working on some different information and just requesting that maybe people take initiative and look at non-toxic tackle, non-toxic ammunition, and to phase out the amount of lead that's used. And I know thousands of pounds gets used around Lake Red Rock every year, but it's not going to be gotten rid of, I'll put it that way. Lead's been here for thousands and thousands of years, and there's nothing we can do about that. But maybe just do a small thing and look at non-toxic and suggest non-toxic ammunition and tackle within their sporting goods stores and begin phasing it out slowly over time. But there will be a bigger movement throughout the state coming soon that you'll probably be aware of, introduction to hunter education classes. There's a lot of information being promoted through the DNR, through CONCEPT, which is an organization that allows people to become better wing shooters, and there are classes that will be held that will probably bring that introduction to lead and patterning and things like that. There's a lot of wildlife issues right now with lead, and that also carries over to the human impact of lead. We ingest lead, we've had lead paint, we've had ammunition and tackle. It's just everywhere. And so if we can just begin to phase out that lead process a little bit, I think it will make an impact on wildlife and human health, and we'll just do it on our best regard for stewardship.
Sure. Marla, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Shaylin.